Welcome to Restoring the Republic. It is Sunday, April 8th, 2007. We're on live on the air. Interesting to hear, actually got to hear my show as a recording that we've done earlier in the year. Heard my show on the way driving up here to the studio, so that was an interesting phenomenon to actually hear myself on the air there on the remaining micro down here, 96.3. Appreciate the 96.3 folks still broadcasting and transmitting here in Austin. Right now it's the only low-power FM going. Actually, there is one more going, but 96.3 is the main one here in Austin, and there is one down in on Lake Travis area, 100.1 during the day. I think primarily he's running about a 12-hour schedule during the day, 100.1 out towards Lake Travis. And I'm not sure who else is going here in Texas, but I need to get an up-to-date list, actually, and put out the frequencies and schedules and so on and so forth on those stations. But anyway, as you heard the bumper music coming into the show, the heat is on, and indeed the heat is on, folks. We are growing in numbers every day. We are growing in strength every day. The question is now is, will we do what we need to do, take action? And I think we've actually got the old-fashioned way of taking action, just political action, political pressure, rallies, protests, petitions, etc. And then in this 2008 election, hopefully we can vote a lot of scoundrels out. And one of the things that I was just looking at is I talked about last week how in the one race that I actually worked on here in District 52 in southern Williamson County, which is right here in Round Rock, or Williamson, actually Round Rock is in Williamson County, noticed that the number of the primary voters was roughly 5,000 primary voters in the District 52 race in 2006. Now, in the general election, there's actually 80-plus thousand registered voters in District 52, so only 5,000 came out for the primary, which is way less than 10%. And then in the general election, there were over 37,000 voters that came out and voted in the general election in 2006 involving the governor's race, etc. Now, we can look at the governor's race and we can determine that we have about a 31% minority that is ready to depart from the mainstream parties and or vote for constitutionally minded candidates in the mainstream parties. And we know that the dual paradigm, the paradigm that's been structured, the Democrat and Republican parties, we know the facade that is there, that exists, that's run from the top down, and they're corrupt from the top down. However, they can be restored from the bottom up, in my view, and we can get good candidates to run. But anyway, in the primary, there were 5,000 voters, and in the District 52 race, in the Republican side of the race, and then in the general election, there were 37-plus thousand voters. Now, knowing from the governor's race that we have a 31% minority, that equals, out of that 37,000 that voted in the general election, that 31% equals 11,000 voters. Now, if those 11,000 voters would only be active in those primaries, it would just literally swamp the primary, because the fact of it is, in 2006, in that primary here in District 52, only 5,000 people approximately voted, and an 11,000 voter turnout would have been a landslide for a better candidate if they'd have been active at that point. So that's the weak part of these elections, and in these primaries, that's where we can take them over. We're going to go into a break here in a little bit, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about how in the general election numbers overall statewide, how those numbers kind of shook out, and how that shows also as well that indeed in the primaries is when we have real opportunity, huge effect, and be voting out a lot of these scoundrels that are giving us the problems that we're having. So thank you for tuning in. We're going to be taking calls. If you want to call at 1-800-313-9443. That 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org, and my name is Richard Reese, your host for the next almost 2 hours. We'll be right back after this break.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of horrible food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supply. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country went into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge new crop. An example? In 20 hours, Clement oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell how many adults and how many liters of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not a problem. Availability is. Be careful when supplies get short. With no future, many retailers will trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, erect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lord. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning while we're skiing this winter.
That website?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing here too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flame of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on You Can Help Stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back to Restoring the Public. Don't have us lined up, so if you'd like to call in, the call once again is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And hopefully, as usual, you have your paper handy or pen and paper, whichever you prefer, because usually you've got a lot of websites and events going on that I like to talk about and announce. And as a matter of fact, I want to start off with one announcement right now about an event that's coming up on April 11th. This is a little bit of a Texas-centric show. Central Texas is having a huge effect at political level, at the grassroots level. And the primary reason that I think that needs to be talked about is to let other people know around the country that you can indeed affect change and you can fight City Hall. Just come to City Hall and all of a sudden a lot of these issues and problems start going away. So that's what you can do in your neighborhood. And I'll be glad to report about what's going on in other states as it occurs, because I know it's going to happen, because we are beyond critical mass. Now it's a matter of people networking together, which I'm going to be talking about people networking together here in a little bit. But I want to talk about this meeting. It's in Hays County, and actually it's in Wimberley, Texas, on April 11th of 2007, 6:30 p.m. at the Cedar Grove Steakhouse. That's at Rural Ranch Road 12 and Highway 32 Junction in Wimberley. It's going to be a fundraiser and presentation by the Citizens for Responsible Roads, and their website there is responsibleroads.com, responsibleroads.com. So if you're in Hays County, that should be of interest to you, and so make sure and check that out, because I know that they're trying to perhaps slam toll roads into Hays County as well, so that's something to watch out for. But I've got more events coming up, and I'll be talking about those as we go on through the show. Also, I'll be talking a little bit more about Ron Paul. Hopefully, we'll do some of that every week. But I wanted to finish up talking about these numbers in the primaries and how that is the Achilles heel to the political system. The good folks at VoteRescue.org actually are doing really well in the state legislature, trying to push and lobby for the going back to hand-counted paper ballots. I actually heard a PSA on the Neocon talk station down here, 590 KLBJ, put out a PSA that, no, it wasn't a PSA, it was a little news blurb, actually, with Leo Burnham from Fort Worth actually talking about, hey, this is the way we need to be voting, is with hand-counted paper ballots. So the lobbying efforts by the good folks at VoteRescue.org, Vicky Karp, Karen Rennick, and all that crew that's been working so hard with VoteRescue.org for at least 2 years now, I believe is how long they've been going. And here they are at the state legislature having testimony and having an effect. So it looks like hopefully we're on our way to ridding black box voting issues here in Texas. And maybe if it doesn't necessarily completely happen this legislative session, at least we've got this big Titanic ship turned around with regard to the black box voting issue. Hopefully we're heading in the right direction now. And I think that with the continued efforts from the good people at VoteRescue.org, I want to tip my hat and thank you guys for what y'all are doing. It's just awesome. And if you've got some updates, if you're out there in the audience with Vote Rescue, if you've got updates about what's going on with legislative activity today, or actually this coming week down at the Capitol, give me a call on this program if you would. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And also, if you have information that I need to be getting out, you can email me at Richard@restoringtherepublic.com. Richard@restoringtherepublic.com. I know there's quite a few folks that email me. I'm not able to respond to any emails because I'm pretty much inundated with phone calls and emails. But I do try to look at everything that I get sent and report on it. But anyway, back to this situation with the primary being the soft underbelly of the political system. We did have a total vote count in the general election race of approximately 4,400,000 voters, 4.4 million voters, and that was in the 2006 general election. And so a 31% minority of that 4.4 million represents about approximately 1.4 million is about 31%. Now, in the primary in 2006, there were less than 1.4 million voters. In the primary itself, the primary only had about 1.3 million. So that 31% minority that voted in the 2006 general election was actually larger. That 31% minority was actually larger than the entire general election, actually than the entire 2006 primary vote count. 1.4 million it was the 31% minority in the 2006 general election. 1.3 million was the total number of voters in the 2006 primary. So there's a 100,000 vote cushion. Now, from the 2006 election to the 2008 primaries, that 31% is going to grow to closer to 40 or 50%. And actually, I can make that argument that that would have been about a 40 or 50% turnout for independent-minded voters even last November in 2006 here in Texas, because they had poll after poll after poll calling for a combined independent-minded vote. That would be Strayhorn, voting for Strayhorn for governor, or Kinky Friedman, or some of the other candidates that ran as third-party candidates on the gubernatorial ballot here in the state of Texas. They had poll after poll talking about a total combined vote of in the neighborhood of 40, 45, and in some cases even 50% voting away from the Democrat and away from the Republican in the governor's race. Many polls in September and October were reflecting that possibility of a turnout with 40 to 50% voting as in third party races instead of the Democrat or Republican in the governor's race. And they, at the last minute, what happened in my view is Rick Perry, with all those millions of dollars that he has, did a masterful job of scaring a lot of conservative-leaning voters. He scared a lot of those folks into thinking, wow, this Chris Bell guy that's the Democrat might actually have an opportunity to win, because Rick Perry pretty much exclusively targeted Chris Bell in that campaign at the very end. He pretty much ignored Strayhorn and ignored Kinky Friedman, and he just basically built up the profile that Chris Bell had. Many people in Texas were unaware, actually, and didn't know too much about Chris Bell. As a matter of fact, probably one of the ways they learned more about him was just from the Rick Perry negative ads in the last 2 or 3 weeks of the campaign in the governor's race in 2006. So Rick Perry, with all those millions of dollars, masterfully scared some of the conservatives back into voting for the Republican candidate, Rick Perry himself, and then also drove some of the would-be independent voting Democrats back into the Democrat camp, thinking that, hey, wow, Chris Bell may just have the chance. I want to put my vote on the winning candidate if I can. So I think he scared them both directions. I think he scared them back into the Democrat camp and the Republican camp. And I've talked to quite a few people since that election and kind of asked them where they were on that and didn't lead them in any way to try to find out if that's what indeed happened. But as I asked more questions, I found out from many people that I talked to that that's exactly what they did, is they were thinking about voting for Strayhorn or Friedman, but then they went back and voted for Perry because of this or that. And the same thing with I was thinking about voting for Strayhorn or Friedman, and then I thought Bell might have a chance, so I went ahead and voted for Bell. So that's the way it kind of worked out, that I think we were actually in the 40 or 50% numbers in the 2006 general election, but I think we're definitely going to see those numbers shaking out. Maybe it won't be for an independent candidate, but we'll find some way to identify it, what those numbers are for the people that are thinking independently now. We're going to find out what those numbers are in the 2008 primaries and elections, and not just here in Texas, but nationwide. I think we're going to see some real shifts as long as we can keep these elections honest. Now, one of the things I'd like to encourage all the listeners is networking is very important, but also with the voting, VoteRescue.org has set up basically a template that other groups around the country can work off of to start getting back their votes and keep these electronic voting machines out of your areas. And in a lot of areas, they're already there, so now it's a matter of rolling them back. And so it's always harder once something's put in to roll it back and to get it deleted and taken out and the laws changed, etc. So the best time is hopefully if these electronic voting machines are not in your area, the best time to take action is right now before that happens. It's a lot easier to block these things and thwart these things, and it doesn't take a lot of people to get it done. And especially if you start educating these legislators, then all of a sudden you have an advocate in these state capitals fighting for you. It's just like Lon Burnham from Fort Worth, Texas, was actually, like I said, on that news announcement on 590 KLBJ, touting that the hand-counted paper ballots are the way we need to be having our elections. I didn't think I'd ever hear a member of the State House of Representatives here in Texas actually being on a news broadcast talking about that is the solution. But nonetheless, I heard it today or yesterday. I think it was today or yesterday. But anyway, it's great news, and I'm glad to hear that that's happening. Now, folks, I've finally taken some time this morning to put together a blog to direct my URL called RestoringTheRepublic.com. If you go to RestoringTheRepublic.com, and what I've got on there today is some links to some websites that are fighting the toll road issues. We've got another link, and that link is TexasTollParty.com. There's also a link to FarmAndRanchFreedom.org, and that's the one to stop the animal RFID. Got SanAntonioTollParty.com link, and they're working to stop the North American Union Trans-Texas Corridor and toll roads. And that is Terry Hall's website, and her other website is TexasTurf.org, TexasTurf.org. Got a link on there to FluorideFreeAustin.com, and that's headed up by Anton Smith. A lot of good people are on that group, FluorideFreeAustin.com, looking to take fluoride out of Austin's water, and then ultimately we'll be looking to see about having the fluoride removed beyond Austin and hopefully the rest of Texas. All right. Sounds like we're coming up on another break. I'll finish running down what's going on the website that I've just gotten up today when we come back from this break. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org, and we'll be right back after this break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is April 8th of 2007, and we are live on the air at 6:23 Central Daylight Time. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to intersperse all the events that are going on here around Central Texas and beyond throughout the show, because they would take up probably a whole segment of the show to do them all at once. There are just so many things that are going on here in the Central Texas area and other places as well. Of course, we did hear about the new events going to be starting up on the 11th of every month, and officially there's no, I couldn't find any set time or location. Most likely, if it'll occur here in Austin, it'll be at the Capitol, but I know that the truthaction.org is the group that's going to be starting a rally every month on the 11th in every major town or even small town, wherever. And hopefully in Austin we'll have a firm time and location. And if you're watching Cable Access TV tomorrow night, I'll be on tomorrow night, Monday, 9 p.m. tomorrow night on Cable Access Channel 10. And hopefully we'll have a definitive word on the location, which I'm sure that would be the Capitol. The thing we got to find out would be is exactly what time that folks would be out there to do the demonstration about September 11th, this 11th, April 11th. So I'll let you folks know whenever we find out about that, and hopefully we'll hear some word on that. But another event that's coming up on April 18th is IndependentTexans.com event with Linda Curtis's group, and they're going to join to take back Texas. So 42% of Americans now identify as independent. We vote for the person, not the party. The combined Carroll Kinky vote would have won 47 counties and come in second in 178 counties. Join us for a strategy session on tolls, corporate welfare, and upcoming local races. So it's going to be an Austin area strategy session. That's going to be on Wednesday, April 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And that's going to be at the University Hills Library. That's located at 4721 Loyola Lane, and that's on Austin's east side, 4721 Loyola Lane. That's the University Hills Library. And the speakers are going to be Linda Curtis, the founder of Independent Texans, and Brian Rogers, a local businessman, and they're going to have a lot of things going on there. Okay, we do have plenty of more events, but like I said, I want to kind of spread them out through the show. Now, started off the show talking about the heat is on, and I like to demonstrate and point out ways that we can know that the heat is on. I'm sure most of y'all that are in the Patriot community know about this pitch battle going on with Rosie O'Donnell, Bill O'Reilly, etc., and which is great. We really need to be behind Rosie O'Donnell this, and actually on my website I'll talk more about some action that we can take there. But some of the other things outside of that that show that we are really being engaged, go back to that Mahatma Gandhi quote, talking about the the Gandhi quote where first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. And we're in that then they fight you stage. And part of the proof of that is that last night I tuned into, like I said, the Neocon talk radio station KLBJ 590, and they had one of the Neocon talk show hosts was actually playing a little clip from Rush Limbaugh. Now, I was kind of shocked to hear that a talk show host would dedicate, I guess, about 20 minutes of his own show to a radio clip of a Rush Limbaugh show. And I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh in the early 90s till I pretty much kind of realized that he was just a Pied Piper, just meant to tickle your ears and not make you do much of anything or not get you activated in any way. But nonetheless, things have shifted. Things have changed. And it's not necessarily for the good, because they are actually being activist, and which has kind of been one of the things, one of the premises of this show, is that the mainstream media has been an activist media. They have issued a call to action on the American people for many years now. But anyway, on this particular program last night, they played this Rush Limbaugh clip, and it was of Dick Cheney being interviewed on the Rush Limbaugh show. And that was just a surprise, because as a listener in the early 90s of Rush Limbaugh, I knew that, I don't know if he still does it or not, but he rarely ever had guests. I mean, it was just one of his things. Is he said, well, he didn't need guests. He was the show. He was the man. So anyway, Dick Cheney's on the air with Rush Limbaugh, and basically it ended up kind of with a call to action with Rush Limbaugh asking, all right, well, Dick Cheney, what do we need to do here to help the president out? And basically he said, well, we need to make sure and send a message to the legislature that we can't go in and have this legislation that's going to keep from funding and supporting further war efforts in Iraq. So it was really interesting to hear that they're actually having to address our efforts on the biggest Neocon talk radio show on the planet. And so it was really encouraging to know that, wow, okay, they're having to fight us. And that was just one example of Cheney actually being a guest on Rush Limbaugh, and then them kind of wrapping it up as, all right, well, what do we need to do? Whereas in the past, you know, Rush Limbaugh is just basically all entertainment, and now they're actually out there trying to encourage their dwindling audience to get out there and make phone calls, emails, snail mails, and letters, et cetera, and to do anything. Which, by the way, usually I like to mention at the top of the show is we are here on this program responding to the mainstream media's call to action on the American public that has lasted now for decades, which has been just be ignorant, be slovenly, don't get out and do anything to help preserve your country. Don't get out and do anything to help restore your republic. Just get out there maybe once a year or once every couple years in November on the first Tuesday and go ahead and hit those electronic keys and hope your vote does anything. So that's the mainstream media's call to action that we're responding to here. We're going to utilize the First Amendment to the utmost we possibly can on this program. So that's where we stand. And we're once again going to a break. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. And right there before we went to the break, I was still continuing on about how that we are beyond critical mass and how that we are responding to the mainstream media's call to action. And still working on the issue of how that we are in that third stage of first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. We are in the third stage. We are in then they fight you stage. And another proof was even last night on the Coast to Coast program with Art Bell. Many folks that have listened to talk radio for years know that Art Bell early in the 90s actually had a pretty good show. Used to. He talked about a lot of political issues and actually was kind of an activist, kind of been a bit of a troublemaker. And I think they got to him and put the pressure on him and told him that, or sent him a message covertly somehow, that maybe you shouldn't be out there exposing the things you are and talking about the things you are. And so that's when he shifted into the total, basically, we're just talking about UFOs and all this woo-woo information that there's no proof or physical evidence for in many cases. But last night he did have on a big disinfo agent, and that was Michael Shrimpton. He had Michael Shrimpton on there last night, proffering up these wild new, I'll tell you what, if you want to hear some conspiracy theories, that would have been a show to get a new dose of wild conspiracy theories. And some of the highlights in my view that he came up with is that China had prior knowledge of 9/11, but somehow Bush didn't. And Bush, he's totally, you know, been victimized by what's going on, victimized by 9/11, had no foreknowledge whatsoever, and that there was a big disconnect between the executive branch and the intelligence agencies going on that are causing Bush problems. Also that Osama bin Laden is actually in Pakistan and that they know where he's at, that these satellites are tracking him, etc. Now, it's just incredible to believe that the British government and the United States government supposedly both know that Osama bin Laden is in Pakistan and that they're standing around not doing anything about it. Oh, but it was because of they've got this big army around Osama ready to protect him and defend him. And so it's just pretty hilarious. It was really hilarious, this info session. And it just shows me, though, that we're starting to really hit the mark all the time now, that we're really putting pressure on the powers that be to respond. And it was hilarious that Art Bell wasn't even buying this disinfo from the agent, Michael Shrimpton. Even Art Bell came back from a couple breaks saying, well, look, this just doesn't make sense, because the key thing that Art Bell was focusing on last night was that, as we pretty much all know, is that the reason that we were given by the executive branch of our government for invading Iraq was the excuse of the WMD excuse, the weapons of mass destruction excuse. And as it turned out, there were no WMDs to be found. I'm sure many of y'all out there in this audience have heard the former UN weapons inspector, Scott Ritter. But no WMDs, and so now they're trying to proffer up as actually this other excuse that, oh, well, Iraq, and Saddam Hussein were actually big players in making happen 9/11, September 9/11. So that's what Michael Shrimpton was proffering up, is that indeed the White House and the President Bush and Dick Cheney and all these executive branch members knew all along that Iraq was involved in helping 9/11 occur, and that they're just having trouble getting their word out about it. And even back during September of 2001, when the event first occurred, and shortly thereafter, that they were pressured, that the executive branch, Bush, Cheney, etc., were pressured by outside forces to not disclose the activities of Iraq in helping 9/11 occur. And that was the take from Michael Shrimpton, which even Art Bell didn't buy it. And Art Bell is usually buying anything about 9/11 almost, probably including that little green monsters and gray aliens and UFOs took down the towers, probably. But even Art Bell did not buy Michael Shrimpton's disinfo last night. So it was really encouraging at least to hear that. I don't think we're going to see Art Bell getting on board with the 9/11 truth movement anytime soon. I think he's been pressured and co-opted somehow to not be exposing that aspect, but at least we can thank George Nuri on Coast to Coast for having some good information come out, at least occasionally on his shows. But these examples are examples of how the heat is on. The facade of the globalist program is crumbling. We have a really good opportunity to destroy this weapon that the globalists have used, this false flag terror event, synthetic terror that they use to instill fear amongst the people and to create these wars. We have a really good chance to overcome this with all the means of information that we have nowadays to get the word out. All right, well, that's just a couple of examples. And one last example I'd like to add is, as many of y'all probably heard, was the clip where Rosie O'Donnell was on the View and started finally talking about 9/11, which is, I think, about 10 days ago. And one of the key things that I listened to on that clip was I was listening to the audience, how they reacted to what these panelists had to say on The View. And there was a lot of support for what Rosie O'Donnell was saying from that audience. So that was really, really good and really heartening. And folks, it's just what I've been saying on the show since I came on in January of this year, is that we are past critical mass. I run into people all the time now, more and more people. They know 9/11 was an inside job, and they may not understand all the other peripheral things involving how 9/11 was an inside job. or the powers that be behind it, because there's a lot of folks, I think, that know 911 was an inside job, but they don't understand the powers that be that are out there making it all occur. So it's still a matter of keep educating more folks, keep handing out those DVDs, keep emailing your friends, keep sending out those URLs, keep sending out those links to YouTube videos and other great videos. So it's just a matter of continuing the information warfare that we've been doing. If you're not getting out and meeting some new people, some of the things you can do is get involved in these establishment parties, the Republican and Democrat parties. Get involved with them. It's not that hard to do. They usually welcome more help. And so you don't have to start out talking about everything all at once. Just kind of get in there and get to know some folks and then start handing out some DVDs and start waking up some people. And I tell you what, once you wake them up, then you've duplicated yourself, and you never know when you're going to wake up the next Aaron Russo or a lot of these other great folks that are out there being so active and waking up so many other people. So even if you just wake up one, and even many times, you know, you hear people that say, well, I've talked to somebody about an issue, and his eyes just glazed over, and he zoned out, and he just didn't get it. Well, you know, it's okay, and it's still worth doing because you planted a seed, because that person still heard it. It's still in that brain. It's still in that subconscious of that person. And we're at a point now where people are running into other people that are awake all the time. And it's easy to find out real quick when you just talk about September 11th and ask them if they remember Building 7. And if they even do remember Building 7, then you're probably preaching to the choir right there if they just even remember Building 7, because the mainstream media has done everything they could to erase that memory of Building 7 from most of the folks that are still out there that are unaware. Now, once you ask them if they remember Building 7 and they say no, then boom, that's your opportunity to expose to them right then and there is, look, that's exactly what the mainstream media does, is they want to make sure that you don't remember Building 7. So that's a good way to break that ice, in my view. There's a lot of great ways to do it, and that's where it really worked well for me. But, all right, I want to go back and talk a little bit about this blog that I put up that links to the URL, restoringtherepublic.com. Restoringtherepublic.com. And what I've done is I've put some links on there right now. Primarily, they're just links connecting to some of the other groups. The top title right now is Restoring the Republic, Fight the North American Union, Fight the Trans-Texas Corridor, Toll Roads, and more. And some of the websites on there I was talking about earlier, there you can link to them right there, and that kind of makes it easier for folks to just go to that one URL, restoringtherepublic.com, restoringtherepublic.com, and you can get to all these other activist groups through there. Fluoridefreeaustin.com is on there, and you can also go to Sal Costello's blog with, and Sal Costello is the founder of TexasTollParty.com and AustinTollParty.com, and on that blog, Sal Costello.blogspot.com, you can see the daily news that's coming out about these issues with regard to the Trans-Texas Corridor, toll roads, eminent domain issues, public-private partnership issues, and as public-private partnerships are called here in Texas, Comprehensive Development Agreements, CDAs is what they're called here. There's also a link to BraveNewBookstore.com. They've got a great events calendar here in Central Texas. They've got a lot of events that are listed, and also a link to VoteRescue.org and CorridorWatch.org. Here's a real important one to check out right now is CorridorWatch.org. Make sure and check that out and go to the Legislative Scorecard, because right there it's very clear who the holdouts are on the Trans-Texas Corridor and Toll Road Moratorium, which I've got some news on that that I need to talk about, which I guess since we're on the subject right now, I'll cover it, is they did move the House bill, or actually SB 1267. They moved it forward out of the Senate committee, but they defanged it. They took some of the real teeth out of that issue, out of that bill. They're going to go ahead and allow some of the toll roads that have been approved by the county commissioners' courts in the respective counties, specifically I think they're referring to Tarrant County and Dallas County, and also up there in Collin County and maybe Denton County. But I don't know how that's going to affect us in Travis County, because one of the big efforts, the biggest push against these public-private partnerships and the big push against the Trans-Texas Corridor and the big push against toll roads in general has been from the Central Texas area due to the fact that they were planning on trying to usurp many of our existing roads here in Central Texas. And so it's a shame that what may end up happening is due to the fact that the people in Dallas-Fort Worth will unfortunately be hoodwinked and under a great slumber with regard to their roads being sold out from under them. We may end up paying the price here in Central Texas because the moratorium legislation as it's moving forward right now, and hopefully it won't be defanged any further, but as it's moving forward right now, it's not necessarily going to help us out here in Central Texas because the existing deals are going to be allowed to proceed, and then also between now and the time the legislation takes effect, they've got a window of opportunity to sign these other deals, which they did sign about a week ago. They signed another contract with Sintra for the SH-130 project, for the southern half of the SH-130 project, going from Lockhart, Texas, down towards Seguin, Texas, and which that is a real disaster for the Central Texas area because Central Texas main route north and south is I-35, and I-35 has really become just a bottleneck of traffic, a huge parking lot many times during the week because there is so much through traffic coming all the way from Mexico and beyond, all the way up through into the Midwest and the Northeast. It's the primary route coming up from Laredo, which is the largest inland port in the country. Laredo, Texas is the largest inland port in the country. So there's just a ton of NAFTA traffic traveling on I-35, going on up, like I said, into the Midwest, and then points even toward the north and east, and some to the west. But I-35 really needs relief, and SH-130 was supposed to be the alternate route for I-35 traffic to travel. And what will happen is, sure, it'll be a steam valve. Some traffic will go ahead and take the bypass and pay those tolls despite it. I think probably not too many trucks will, unless they're going eastbound or coming from the east, like from Houston or Victoria. But if they're coming from the east and going towards I-35, then they may take 130 to try to avoid I-35. But in preference, most of the truck drivers will be avoiding SH-130 when they can, if it's convenient. So I think you mainly will see some of the car traffic opt out of going on I-35 to avoid the crowded parking lot circumstance that exists on I-35 many times during the day here in Austin, especially during the week. So TxDOT making this deal with Sintra here within the last 2 weeks is really, I think, will prove to be devastating. But anyway, nonetheless, this SB 1267 is moving forward. Actually, SB 2167 is moving forward. And hopefully at least we will save other big metropolitan areas and hopefully other roads here in Austin from being converted to toll roads. Now, that doesn't mean it's a done deal here even in Austin, because I know we're still going to be dealing with the Campo board here, campotexas.org. We're still going to be fighting at the local levels on these toll road issues here because it's not a done deal at all whatsoever on those here. All right. And continuing on with the website, we were at Corridor Watch. I got on that story about the bill because it's corridorwatch.org. You can go to the legislative scorecard there, and you can find out who's really been fighting us to keep us from having these roads built with a lot of the money that they already have. One of the examples that I like to give on how they do have money for these roads is, and it's just one example out of several actually, but one of them is that the biennial budget for 2007-2008 here in the state of Texas is $150 billion. $150 billion for 2007-2008. Each year, you've got an average of $75 billion. Well, they claim they need about $75 to $80 billion over the next 25 years or so to build these roads. And so all that would take is about a $3 billion a year reallocation towards building roads. And out of a $75 billion budget, to get $3 billion more, it only takes about a 4 cent on the dollar reallocation. Only 4 cents on the dollar has to be reallocated, reaccounted, reprioritized to account for another $3 billion for transportation. So it's just amazing the small amount of money out of the overall budget it would take to start building the roads that we need to have. Now, the good news is, some good news is that out of the legislature, they are working on the finance side to bring more money forth for transportation projects. And so I think they are going to come out with, another $3 billion or $6 billion for transportation projects. So we might here in Central Texas be able to benefit from the new money that's being allocated for roads. Now, one of the other ways that they've claimed that they need to pay for it is supposedly indexing the gas tax. That's one that I'm not necessarily in favor of because I think that the money exists and the money's there. All right, folks, we're going to another break. We are live on the air on this Sunday, April 8th. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back on republicbroadcasting.org after this break.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. And we're out here coming out of this break. I'm here in Round Rock, Texas, broadcasting on republicbroadcasting.org, and I'd like to thank Manny, the producer, here on Sunday, every Sunday, helping put on the show, and I appreciate the efforts there and being here to work on the show. Going back to the website, if you go to restoringtherepublic.com, restoringtherepublic.com, for now I've just set up a blog to temporarily kind of fill in the gap till I get a really good website going, but continuing on with some of the things that are on there, is we've got to continue working to save the First Amendment. truthtellers.org is one of the links I have on here, and that is because Pastor Ted Pike has been one of the primary movers and shakers in keeping our First Amendment. He's constantly watchdogging those efforts going on up in Washington, D.C., the efforts that are going on to squash our First Amendment. And, folks, if we don't keep at least the First Amendment, which is dangling and hanging by a thread, then we could very well not have a chance of pulling out of this nosedive that we're in. So make sure and check out truthtellers.org, and I've got that link on the website. Next, you can look at the picture of what happened to little Danny Partridge. And many of y'all remember that Danny Partridge was the young rock and roll singer of the Partridge Family, and that was the actor portraying Danny Partridge was none other than Danny Bonaducci. So I've got an interesting photograph there of look at what became of Danny Partridge. And basically, I'll just say they say a picture can be worth a thousand words. You might want to check that out. Another thing on there on the website, on the blog, or on the website actually, restoringtherepublic.com, is got a link on there to Ron Paul. Spread the word about Ron Paul. And his website is ronpaul2008.com. Now, one of the things I like to talk about is about how the networking amongst the people all over the United States really needs to be happening. And I think we are turning a corner and really starting to make it happen, because one of the websites I've been watching that is a good networking site, it's not necessarily 100% minded for independent voters. It's not exactly a 911 truth site or whatever. It's just a generic networking website, but it is meetup.com, meetup.com. Now, the link that takes you to the 911 groups, I've got it on here. I'm going to go ahead and say it here, but it's easier just to go to the website, restoringtherepublic.com, and that way you can just click on the link. But it is, to get to the 911 information, you can type in it's http://9-11.meetup.com/about/. And now you know why I don't like to just say it on the air, because it's really clumsy, but I'll do it one more time. http://9-11.meetup.com/about/. Now, that link is on the website, restoringtherepublic.com. You can just click on it. And what's interesting about that is it takes you to a page where they've got a map set up of the United States. Now, on this map that's set up on the United States, they have got an overview right now of where there are currently 911 questions meetups groups. We've got about 3,090. It gives you an exact count, actually, of how many members are on these 911 questions groups right now. And currently, there are actually 3,091 members. 3,091 members that are actually members of actual groups that are meeting. There are 1,873 people interested in having meetups about 911 questions. There are 49 different groups in 41 different cities in 2 different countries. And so far, we've had 581 events. And we're going to go to a break. When we come back, I'll continue drilling down on what's cool about this one website to network with. All right, you're listening to Richard Reeves here on Restoring the Republic. The call-in number for the next hour will be 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org.